Picture a mule, and you probably think of a stubborn, cantankerous animal led by an equally cantankerous gold prospector. But the half-horse, half-donkey hybrids are actually an important part of modern firefighting. Mules are used by the National Forest Service to carry equipment and supplies to remote locations during fire season. Their strength and balance make them especially valuable in places like the Trinity Alps, where the coffee fire has been burning since July 30th. Lisa Radosovich-Craig is a spokeswoman for the coffee fire. She says mules are a precious resource when fires are burning on rough terrain, like in the Shasta Trinity National Forest.
They're amazing because they can walk almost through anything and anywhere. They're a very sure-footed animal and can get places that helicopters can't get to easily.
The mules can also carry a lot of weight and require less food and water than horses would during their daily 20 to 30-mile journeys. Conditions like smoke and wind that might keep helicopters grounded don't prevent the mules from reaching fire camps. The U.S. Forest Service has been using mules since the 1930s, and though the job description for the mules hasn't changed, their role as a part of the fire crew has. Mike McFadden, with the Forest Service, says that modern mules are much more than firefighting tools.
Back in the old times, these mules were equipment, and they would wear them out in about 5 years. And for us, these mules are part of the crew, part of the family. We want to use sustainable loads that they can carry every day without spraining an ankle or straining their back or something like that. And so we get in excess of 20 years out of our mules.
Though technology will continue to advance, mules will likely remain a reliable part of firefighting efforts in the future, proving that sometimes it's still better to do things the old-fashioned way. Victoria Reed, JPR News, Reading.